I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Watching Laura Linney work a stage for 90 minutes is a singular delight, even when the material she's given is a flat, one-woman show like My Name is Lucy Barton. Rona Monroe adapts this play from Elizabeth Strout's popular book, and the stage version doesn't make for memorable theater, despite the way Laura Linney's performance raises its bar. She plays Lucy Barton, who's admitted to the hospital for appendicitis but stays 9 weeks after complications arise. At one point, she wakes up to see her estranged mother sitting at the foot of her hospital bed.
My mother stayed with me for 5 nights. I never saw her sleep but in that chair. We talked intermittently. I don't think either of us quite knew what to do.
That's Linney as Lucy Barton, who goes on to tell us about her cold mother and father, her two siblings, the tiny Illinois town where they grew up, her inattentive husband, and her current New York City life. It's obvious that Lucy Barton, a best-selling fiction writer, has a fragile perception of her own self-worth and is bent on blaming her past for her current success. I had trouble seeing the dramatic value in this character, but Laura Linney surely does, and that's something to be grateful for. My Name is Lucy Barton is at the Friedman. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.